And now to the forthcoming book by Mary Trump, President Trump's niece. The White House is denying the claims in the book, calling it a pack of lies. But Mary Trump is the daughter of Freddie Trump, the president's older brother. It's been pretty well documented elsewhere that Freddie was tormented by his father, Fred Sr., for not wanting to join the family business. Fred Jr. died of an alcohol-related heart attack when Mary Trump was just 16. As he was rushed to the hospital, she writes, Donald and his sister went to the movies. Their parents stayed home. Mary Trump is now a doctor of psychology, and she describes in grim detail the atmosphere of family psychological and emotional abuse she says shaped Donald Trump and made him what she calls the dysfunctional and dangerous man he is today. The book is Too Much and Never Enough, and our next guest says we should pay close attention because it fits with his 35 years of covering Donald Trump. David K. Johnston is a former New York Times investigative journalist, a specialist on tax policy, and author of two books about Donald Trump. And David, we know you just got your copy of this book. In skimming it, your thoughts?
Well, the book has many new and important elements to it, things that were either suspected but not provable by myself and others who have studied Donald closely for many years. It makes clear that the dysfunctional nature of this family, a family where there is no love, the currency is not affection, it is money, where there are no ethics. As long as you get money, you're a winner and the other people are a loser. And where Fred Trump was emotionally brutal to his sons, and Donald saw an opportunity when his older brother, the natural heir apparent, just could not live with Fred Trump's meanness, to step in and mold himself to become his father's servant in every way. So I think this is a very important book, rich with detail about how it is that Donald Trump grew up to be a sociopath, someone with no regard for anyone else, and, as I've called him many times, a stone-cold racist.
Well, there are those who say Mary Trump is just an aggrieved relative who didn't get as much of an inheritance as she wanted. Talk a little bit about what has been written about before. Did Donald Trump step in and interfere with the inheritance that would have gone from his father, Fred Sr., to her father, Fred Jr., and thus to her and her brother?
There's clear evidence of that before this book, and Mary Trump's book adds to this. When Fred Trump died, he was not mentally with it. And when the will was sent around to the beneficiaries, it turned out that Mary Trump and her brother, who are the niece and nephew of Donald Trump, had been cut out of the will. They discovered upon further inquiry that actually they were entitled to land rents underneath one of the big Trump apartment projects, and there was a scheme to try and cheat them out of that.
She was cut out of something that sounds like it was rightfully hers, and then writes again in the book about another time when, according to Mary Trump, Donald Trump cut off health care to Mary's brother's newborn son to leverage a settlement so that he could get more money from his father's estate at her expense. And he said back at the time, hey, they got a lot of money. I mean, it does go to the question, who cuts off your deceased brother's children from money that's rightfully theirs?
Well, this goes to the heart of who Donald Trump is. Mary Trump, I think it's clear she's not happy about what happened with the will, but she's more concerned with the fact that Donald manipulated this in the way that is typical of his business deals to cheat his older brother's family out of any inheritance to benefit himself. And I think to attribute bad motives to her is not supported by the actual content of the book. The book has balance and insight. It is not a screed. It is a very thoughtful piece of work. And she is the first Trump family member to stand up and speak outside the family about these matters.
You have reported on how Donald Trump avoided paying taxes for years. Mary Trump was the person who provided financial records that formed the basis of the New York Times reporting on how much money Donald Trump really has. Do we learn anything more about Trump's taxes in this book as we await a Supreme Court decision on whether or not he has to reveal those documents?
Yes. In a non-technical way, she makes very clear that a number of devices were used by Fred Trump to evade gift taxes as he funneled money from his wealth to his four surviving children. If the Supreme Court rules that Donald Trump's business records have to be turned over to the New York grand jury, I'm sure we will get even further proof that the whole Trump family, including recently retired federal judge Marianne Trump Barry, are major league serial tax cheats at a level for which I've written about people who went to prison for it and died there.
David K. Johnston, do you think this book will matter? Because we've known much of this sordid family history for a while.
Well, that, Robin, is a really good question. There's a fair number of people who decided to go with Donald Trump because they were unhappy with the direction of the country. And I think that this book has the potential to move some of those people and open some eyes of people to things that they have avoided or tried to explain away or to rationalize.
David K. Johnston, co-founder of DCReport.org, a former New York Times journalist and author of two books about Donald Trump, The Making of Donald Trump, and It's Even Worse Than You Think, and Donald Trump's niece Mary Trump's new book. David K. Johnston, thank you.
Thank you.